Few, if any of us, have not been frustrated, disgusted, and discouraged at some point during this long, harrowing presidential campaign. Emotions have spanned the spectrum from hope to despair, anger to discouragement, conviction to confusion, and a passion for politics to a disdain for politicians. Repetitive pivots, mounting numbers of Pinocchios, and endless campaign speeches that sound more like the rhetoric of street fights than presidential campaigns have been enough to make even the most patient among us throw up our hands and say, "I give up." What can we do? It's out of our hands. We don't like any of the options on the ballot to elect a new president. Why encourage any of the candidates by voting? Such are the sentiments of scores of would-be voters that feel like the presidential campaign has involved varied forms of political abuse and bullying rather than an elaboration of policy alternatives and a reaffirmation of our democracy. Well, finally, Election Day is now only hours away. It's a time for the candidates to listen to us. What we say by our vote will determine their futures as well as ours. What can we do? Vote. Vote. Every citizen in this nation has an obligation to cast a ballot to elect a new president on Election Day. I am aware that the sanctity of voting seems a bit tarnished this time around. Even high-ranking political leaders in our nation tell us they will vote for a candidate that they know cannot win, for individuals who are not even on the ballot, because they say they don't like the nominated candidates in their respective parties, but they do want to be able to say they voted. Look, such people are playing a dangerous game more than responsibly taking care of our nation. A wasted vote is no better than not voting. With civic responsibility comes moral responsibility. To do the best we can do to support our democratic process by selecting the best possible candidate for the presidency to sit in the Oval Office with determination to uphold our Constitution, assure the rights of all people, and protect the public's welfare at home and abroad. That is our political duty, and that is our moral mandate. I was moved to hear the words of Governor Bill Weld on the Rachel Maddow Show in this past week. The Libertarian Party's nominee for vice president, who fully understands that a 5% showing nationwide on November the 8th would catapult his party to a whole new level of competitiveness 4 years from now. And yet, because his own conscience identifies one of the major party nominees as dangerous and unacceptable, he put patriotism above party in making clear that in battleground states, defeating a candidate he sees as dangerous must take precedence even over his own political future. How refreshing in an election season more typically marred by politicians who spent months articulating the unprecedented dangers and flaws of a given candidate only ultimately to fall in line to support that same candidate. Don't make this election cycle worse than it already has been. If you have not already voted in this election, please do so on Tuesday. Yes, it has been a dirty, disturbing campaign in which truth was sacrificed for popularity and fear-mongering has taken the place of meaningful discussions on policies. But we only will perpetuate the ugly side of politics if we don't vote responsibly. Does one person's vote matter? You better believe it. We do have power. Indeed, our votes will elect the next leader of the free world. Now, what could be more important than casting a vote for the candidate on the ballot that you have decided will best strengthen our nation by preserving our Constitution and assuring equal rights and freedoms for all citizens in this nation? Your opinion counts only if you cast a vote for a candidate on the ballot that will be counted. How could any of us who pledge allegiance to this nation do less? Well, that's all the time we have for this week's show. If you've made a donation to State of Belief Radio this week, I want to say a sincere thank you. If you've heard something on this week's show that you think would be helpful to someone you know, please share it with them. Direct them to stateofbelief.com, where they'll find full episodes, an in-depth archive, extended interviews, transcripts, and links mentioned in the show. The community that's grown around State of Belief Radio is active all week long online. Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Twitter and engage in the discussion. State of Belief Radio is a production of Interfaith Alliance. Become a member today at interfaithalliance.org. And be sure to join us next week for more stories from the intersection of religion, government, and politics. Until then, vote if you have not voted. You all take care of each other. I'm Welton Gaddy. That's State of Belief. The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. You see, he was.